So, are there any questions now? Yes.
Gongle Jongwe Shepan Sheja Duma Chemai Wei Lulang Chinin Dedan Yinchen Shinka Jiu.
Oh, Majin Yaya Tanda de Chinin Namji the Travayan. Oh, Majin Tanda Yayan Yakri.
So, Mr. Sidney
Chinin Namji the Travadon and Digger.
She said that we should keep our questions to the present text and not questions about the Umajim. So I can ask the part of it that has to do with what he said yesterday. Right? And then you can apply it to that example you have there. Okay? Yeah. Let me say, Kasangi Gondagi Chutenla, Deni Tongzuk, Milam Rao Tinge Zinji Zugnian Nongore, Nongwa Shebare. Tokpe Rinpa Yong Yorepe.
Tokpe Rinpa Te Dorje Tekpe Log Re. Dorje Tekpe Gomrem Nyamsa Lang Te Tene Hiko Re. Tujyo Kolyo Tongzok La Te Empe Gomrem Yore. Tene Yang Tujyo Kolyo La Tongzok Haya Yore. Tongzok La Te Empe Gomsor Yore. Tundu La Te Empe Hiko Re.
Dekapso Morangi country Tongzukla jag gogmare. Morangi country de Tokpe Rinpa country re. Tingizin ji kapso. Gombe kapso. Shepa dan tokpe nangwa de Tongzuki nangwa dan grawa rebe.
In a tonzo cagre, tonzo the chatter is cheva yore. Le tangpo pala, wangbu yor de cagre. Tene rembe, yeji yor de cagre. Wangpo lende nogre. Niba yeji yor de cagre. Somba yiji yole chang nginang len de de rang rik yor de kya gare. Tene yipa pakpa sato pa kapsa tene nanjir ngoy somji yore de nginang len de pare. Agozoan. Nanjir ngoy somji yor de kya gare tene pakpa sato gare. Agozoan.
Agozoan. So Rinpoche answered in connection with the visions that he was referring to yesterday, that there are these steps where for a beginner, then this would be, a vision would be something appearing to the eye consciousness, as explained yesterday, and then at a the next stage it would transcend the appearance to an eye consciousness. It would be something appearing to the mind consciousness or mental faculty, and then the next step would be that step would be beyond dualistic appearance, and the next step would be. That step transcends the consciousness. The next step transcends dualistic appearance and appears only to the self-aware mind. And the final step then transcends also that and is appears only to the yogic understanding of a noble being, or one who has achieved the realization.
Oh, then I will hear. Then the tonzok te tonzok char na tonzok la ten de ten de na wa te yang then the tonzok may nang tong bezu ni bala then ngi si chen bu yong kri. Arbe.
So in understanding then how these visions can appear being like dream manifestations, then one can also develop trust or conviction regarding the way in which samsara, which is not something existing whatsoever, nevertheless can appear.
Tenang gombo lodrup ji omale joma che yin malam yin dzet ton che che yin to te yin che tang te yin ne te yin to nang ga kwar jor su ma re.
So there is a text in which Nagarjuna has said, just like illusion, just like a dream, just like a city of the Gandharvas, in the same way are birth, remaining and ceasing.
Tena tene tende nawa te jochen tende chotan denbar madrop jing jochen tende chotan janawa jomatab malantab desetron chetab chorje tene.
So one has to understand then that the appearances of this life do not truly exist like illusions or like dream or like the appearance of cities of the Gandharvas. They do not have any. These appearances of this life do not have any arising, they do not stay, and also they do not cease.
They gain the same thing, the pongponga. Same thing, the pongponga yang, jomatava, malantava, desatronjetava.
Also, the skandhas or aggregates, the psychosomatic and physical aggregates of sentient beings do not have any true existence, like illusions, like dreams, or like cities of the Gandharvas. And similarly, the sufferings as well as the disturbed emotional states that one experiences, just like illusions, dreams, or cities of Gandharvas, do not arise, they do not stay, and they do not cease.
Jeva, Gepa, Nava, Cheva Yeyang, Yomatav, Mulantav, Tesetron Chetav, Tsorje, Tesetron Chetav.
So similarly, our own births, our own aging process, the sicknesses that we experience, and death are like illusions, or dreams, or cities of Gandharvas.
Tene pe som je temba te jega nam je donga je po te tene me pa yang mare demba tropa yang mare tene nang cha na dong yer me pa nau.
So these four major experiences of birth, aging, sickness, and death, we can understand from these examples Shiponti
Nang Tham Chiri
or Ten Men
Tong La Kun Zub Da Nang Tham Chiri Tuan Da Nang Tham Chiri Rava.
So our own experiences of birth, aging, sickness, and death do not have any basis. They do not have anything supporting them. They do not support themselves on anything. They are a mere relative appearance due to the collection of causes and conditions which ultimately do not have any true existence. And in a similar way, then all of the various appearances that occur to us in this life are like illusions. They are like dreams, or they are like cities of Gandharvas.
Dehyen to ngatsu tata zugdra tero rize nawa. Zugdra tero rize nawa dada chang yomantava, mulantava, tesetun jitava.
Similarly, we should understand that whatever we experience of forms, of sounds, of tastes, of smells, or of tactile sensations, that all of these are like illusions, or like dream, or like cities of the Gandharvas.
Nandong samre karasena nab nang khi ji yola nang san ji re nang san de ga sa kare yo mare de joma mlam da wa risir.
So for example, taking a sound like the sound of a finger snap, it is kind of appearance and emptiness. It is something which appears and yet is empty. It is as soon as it has occurred, it is finished, and has this. It has no power to stay, and even though it appeared, it's finished already. It's empty.
대달 천대에 나와 대 조만말람 따위 임베세나 제바 남아양 조만말람 따위 조지 송아래 제바 스마양 조만말람 따위 나와케르
So just as the appearances of this life are illusory, also our previous lives were illusory, and our coming lives will also be illusory. So, due to the fact that we in previous lives were experiencing this duality of perceived and perceiver in the appearance of form, sounds, tastes, smells, and touches, due to the appearance of these illusion-like and dream-like phenomena in previous lives, appearances of form, sound, smell, taste, and touch, these illusory and dreamlike appearances occur in this life, and based on our dualistic way of relating to them now, in terms of their being perceived and our being a perceiver, this then reinforces and creates the precondition for our again in later lives experiencing the appearances of form, sound, taste, touch, and smell. Even though these are illusory and dreamlike, we will also experience them. So the thing is then that these illusory and dreamlike forms, sounds, taste, touch, and smell, or other appearances that we experience in this life, are being taken as truly existent, which is a delusion. And this deluded idea or concept has to be changed. So how can we go about changing this idea of the illusory and dreamlike appearance as being truly existent? This can be done through meditating on the various pure lands of the Buddha, and in meditating on the pure lands, then the appearances of this life can be transformed into the appearances of the pure land.
The Jortoba Jumtin Kariore, Takayure Sena, Nanga Namdo Jotola Tente, Seru Yorja Namalan Jurva Yungre, Candes in Jurva Yungre, Nanga Namdo Jurva Latente, Pena Dravo Chigla, Conto Sagayona. Tela sampa de ninje gomne nanga namdo jorna tene serje namaya jondo gre raba
re
tendra wo tene jorwa yongu yore nanga namdo jorwa la tende sirir yorla yang yorwa yongre. Di se na, tene madab nawa de yor te takpa nawa ikhartu gore.
So how then do we go about changing the appearance of this life? This is done because, or this can be done because it is based on the inner perception that the outer appearance takes its form. So dependent on the way in which one is looking at it inwardly, or from inside, the outer appearance then takes on that character. For example, if one has the idea of someone as an enemy, what one will experience will be an appearance corresponding to that idea, whereas it is possible to change that idea through meditating on loving kindness and compassion and applying it to one's thinking. So in changing one's thinking, then one also changes the way that one perceives the outer appearance. So similarly, one is able to change the impure appearances to pure appearances.
Then tikpa chenpi lo la, deva chenji chenkan la soba, sanje ji chenkan sanje machapa, shepa re, sungpa re. Te sanje ji chenkan sanje machapa te, tene madab korva nawanga te, tene voisar je, semje ne la voisar je yeng le, voisar je yeng le takpa nawangkhara re.
So, in the teaching of the Buddha, there are inconceivable numbers of pure realms described, through meditating on these pure realms, then one is able to stop the impure appearance as perceived now, come to perceive the pure appearance which arises out of the clear light nature.
Jirtang semla rangre khele mbelo la rangre khele na semla kha sete da nande ni yore tene kha sete je chani turpatam nande je chani manthurva ni hebare semla.
So there is an explanation of this in terms of self-awareness, in which one talks about an outward-turned aspect of mind and an inward-turned aspect of mind. The outward-turned mind is associated with delusion, whereas the inward-turned mind is free of delusion.
Tena kha sete nthurpa chate chani tene semna ten ten korva dhurna kharavare nante kha nante sarag chani tene tanda namzang jor jorpa kha nante ji chan nambar tabe tene sanchuk tukure.
Jema kanare
kha na te sarag cha te namzang ke jor jor pare khare sana kha na te oisar je cha number ta pe tene sanjuk to pare sanje ko bato pare akoso
akoso. So even though there is this explanation of the outward-turned aspect of mind as being associated with delusion, it is nevertheless possible to transform it because the inward-turned aspect of mind is associated with freedom from delusion. So the outward-turned aspect has to do with the deluded appearance of a samsaric state or an afflicted state of mind, whereas the inward-turned aspect enables the purification or refinement of one's state of mind. And since the So since the inward turn aspect of mind, which is the clarity and awareness, is in itself, so this clear and this clarity and awareness, which is the inward turned mind, is completely pure, completely free of stain, and enables the attainment of Buddhahood. So for this reason then, both the delusion being referred to as well as becoming free of delusion are both dependent on the mind. So to put it in easily understandable terms, as long as one hasn't understood the nature of the mind, then one experiences the delusion of conditioned existence. And as soon as one has understood the nature of the mind, then one experiences the pacification of nirvana.
Tene sanje je sem to na dole sem to na sanje yimbe sanje yin mutor pendu ki rab do gombar sa usum pare ti to da sem je ne lok to pate to na sanje ji ko matu bole sem to na sanje yimbe sanje yin mutor pendu ki rab do gombar sa sanje yin thoriya ke
So Buddha has explained in the sutras that since it is understanding the nature of the mind which is the achievement of Buddhahood, then one has to accustom oneself to getting rid of the idea of achieving a Buddhahood from somewhere else or dependent on anything else except the understanding of the mind.
Same trupetor, same jetan trupetor down, same jetan trupetor down. Korva, Korva tuna, same jetan trupetor. Korva, same gentuna in betor. Songbati, hebati, same genelo topotabri.
So, therefore, this is the way in which these teachings that we're receiving from this text, which explain how. The confusion of samsaric existence takes place in the first place, how the deluded appearance occurs, this serves directly as a means for reversing the delusion and attaining Buddhahood.
Rang kang sambat so denba insan na ten semje ne lo tope tapzo mar.
Because if one understands the way in which the mind is deluded, then one will perceive the mind, one will be able to perceive the mind without that delusion. And therefore, the understanding of the way that the mind is deluded provides the direct means for liberation from that delusion. So are there any questions?
Yeah.
Namo didrao zutrala tene namo
re zutrala tene nawa kharwa te tene zenge zungi re tene semje ne lo we sar che dong mo som do top we tene zenge top ji yang zutrala yang no le
zutuji namo ti Rangla namore, young Shinla nam tukireme.
Yinla namore. Yinla namore, Malaya tanat.
Shinla
tanandova.
Shinla tun.
Yinla namore.
So these appearances that you're asking about, the kind of appearances that occur due to miraculous powers, are reflections of the samadhi or meditative concentration of the yogi.
Re tene jumtor teso mada banawanga te semje ne lo ngo som do to te mada banawanga te takpa nawa kharb kap so tene yang jumtor ta bayi re
ko
So
one who directly realizes the nature of the mind, for that person, impure appearance stops and pure appearance arises, and such a person has the miraculous ability to be able to show pure appearances to others.
Zimfur Tumba, Sanje, Jeturpa, and Zimfur Tumba Yere, Zimfur Tumba, Tazoyan, Dembar Mato Pepiri, Nan Sanjere Mato, Mene Mare, Nandung Yemiri.
So the Buddha has also used miraculous manifestations as an example of appearances not being truly existent. Because various things are experienced which appear and yet are an appearance which at the same time is empty. So miraculous manifestations are examples of appearance and emptiness inseparable. Also, the guardian Nagarjuna in one of the Madhyamaka texts uses miraculous manifestations as an example of samsara not having true existence.
Le sepa po trupatang, trupatavatang, le chandev Kado korang marpo yere, chitang marpo yere, de nana karpo chingi yere. Tila chang sikere. Tene chang ama chila poka chikki yang poka, tere yang poka chikki jatamba re songa. Tene turpa, turpa ta yang tur jatamba mare. Tangpo chang ama chingwa to yo mare, tele poka chikki nyi re song. Poka tele yang poka chikki to song re, tene ama jatang. Jang ama jare.
Oh, tahu sah.
Jang majap pajak segera. Ama jap.
Agus. So, Nagarjuna in his text then referred to the way in which this whole process of miraculous appearances, which are delusions, can occur. He referred to the person who is who is performing a karmic action as being one level of delusion. So even though at the time that the action is performed, this is a delusory situation. It's a delusion in itself. And yet, out of that karmic action comes a karmic result, which also is a delusion. It's a delusion on top of the delusion. And as an example of this kind of double delusion, Milarepa at one point manifested for his disciple Rechungpa this kind of miraculous appearance, where he manifested a this animal called the chung, which is a red sort of a cross between a buffalo and a cow, sort of a wild ass of some kind, and tamare, longmare, yakmare, you know,
tindro yeri. Zipara azago.
Zebra.
Then Rawaji.
Oh.
Then Mara, then Rawaji.
Oh, right.
Then Mingla Chang cigarette.
Yeah. Well, it's some sort of an animal that's something like a zebra, but not quite. It's red.
Then Rawaji.
Maybe a mule. I don't know. It's not a mule either. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, in this miraculous manifestation, then there was this a female chang, which gave birth to a young, and then the young gave birth to another one, and that one gave birth to another one, another and another, so that there were finally 100 of them, but they were all merely delusory manifestations.
Dina te le dan devi pere. Le sepa po tang le jin devo nika jichin tende tho tang jin nama tembare pena le sepa po yang dembar ma do pare tangbu tangbu chang tangbu chang de ta bare tene legend reba te turpe turpa yenda ta bare
so then we have this example of as applying to karmic action. So the person who is performing the karmic action in the first place is a delusion in the sense of being nothing other than an appearance resulting from the collection of causes and conditions. So this is the definition of delusion, that which appears due to collection of causes and conditions. So the karmic action, the creation of karmic action in the first place is a delusion, and so the karmic result coming from that is like this delusion on top of a delusion, as in the case of the chang animal. So the first instant where the karmic action is created is like the mother chang, the mother ass or whatever she was, and then all of the karmic results are like the different young of the illusory ass.
Tene te tab le se pa po tan le jen de bo joma malam tab ri hina tene le tan de bo la mon ba me pa yong ri.
So if then one understands karmic action in this way, that both the karmic act itself as well as the karmic result are delusory and dreamlike, then one will not be confused as to what is meant by karmic action and result. Similarly, if one understands that samsara is dreamlike and illusory, then one will understand the mode of being of samsara and will not be confused by the way it appears. So then, are there other questions?
Yeah.
You mean how can it be beginningless and then end in enlightenment?
Yes.
I see.
Hmm.
Tini kandri ni yore. Tampo ni nangi zungwa kandri re. Zungzin ni nangdi kandri yungwa re. Tini nipa. Zungzin ni nang di toma me pa yina tene kandre ta sijirebe ta di druwe kapsu tarpa tope kapsu tene ni nang di sasong toma me pa yina tene kandre sa sijirebe
tambo zoma kare sabay
tambo
zoma te semla Semla zungzin ki nambar ikhar ondu zungwa nambar tang zemba nambar ni khevare. Pena dhorjik malam tangwa yina dhorjik dhorjik ming tabi yin rao thabi nambar lo likhar wate zungwa nambar. Ina malam to dhorjik mene zungwa yomare zungwa nambar zungwa rao chi khevare. Zungwa mene yomare zungwa rao chi khevare. Malam to malam rabata da thab namba ji kya bare malam to durje malam tan da kap so thab namba ji lo li kharwate dela ming la zo namba se ge do namba se ge je kar zo wa ngne sar de yo mare zo wa dra bo ji kya bare de yang sem re sem je sem re Tene zemba namba segire, zemba namba te zonwa le mekpe, zonwa le mekpe tokpa jire, semji jire, ten zemba namba re. Zongzen yin su kherwa re. Ta semzang bata na, sirir zonwa yo ma re, namba kherwa re. Tanda pe te malangje drole jawa re wa, te yende te nimi nawa de yang, tanda zonwa sirir de denbar yo ma re, zonwa Zoman number cavalry. Same zone number cavalry. Mulam gained the same knee, Zoma yard and number cavalry. You and Rawati cavalry.
Ori, Bakshat Latini is in Zella Nomari.
Rare day, number Chago yard the carriers and the Java Toma Mabe, Zungzanje Pakala Tinde, Cavalry.
So then one has to understand the various steps of this. First, that. The way the process of consciousness functions, there seems to be a perceived object. So in asking the question, where does perceived object come from? It comes from the process of consciousness itself, the way it functions. So, for example, if one perceives a snake in a dream, then there is this appearance of a snake. So there is the basis for attaching the name snake, which takes this form, even though there is no snake occurring there. No snake has arisen there. Nevertheless, there is a perceived form serving as the, because of the form it has, it serves as the basis for attaching the name snake. So that's the one side of it. The other side is that there is a perceiver, the perceiving mind, which to which this form appears. So then we have the dualism. Right? We have on the one hand the perceived form and on the other the perceiving mind. So how does this form arise in the first place? That arises due to the habitual tendencies in the mind. So from previous experience, for example, from previous lives, one has these tendencies in the mind which produce the various forms appearing. So this, and it not only takes place in the dream but also in waking experience, because of the previous habitual tendencies, then various forms appear which serve, because of the form that they have, then serve as the basis for applying a certain kind of name. And so we have this dualistic process. In the Chittamatra teaching, then, these perceived objects do not exist as outer, even though they seem to. So they are not outer because they are manifestations of one's own habitual tendencies. They're manifestations of the conscious, the stream of consciousness itself. They're not existing as outer objects.
Then there's Zongzhen Yinang de Gangsen Kavare Sena, Yinang Pakal de Nikavare, Pakate Su Yakare Sena, Yang Yinang Yakare, Yinang Pakal de Yinang Songare, Yinang de Napaka Yabare, De Nila, Tene, Tene Tuna Drobare,
Ori
Tuna Drobare, Tene the Yang Absayo.
So where does the dualistic appearance come from? It comes from the habitual tendencies in the mind, and then the appearance of things as if they were dualistic then creates a tendency or reinforces the habitual tendency. So this process of habitual tendency and appearance and appearance making new habitual tendency is like, it's interrelated, it's interdependent like the hen and the egg. So both of these, the hen and the egg, are both of them lack true existence. It's not that one of them is true existence and the other not, but both of them are illusory and dreamlike.
디세나 조진 텐데 초상제 코르반데 조진 텐데 초상제 나와레 냥엔린데 빠또빠야 되네 단다 조진 텐데 초상제 딱빠 나와레 냥데 제나와
냥엔린데 빠또
냥데 토빠 딱빠 나와 여러와
오네
냥데 랑 드빠 트래블 트래블 야레 냥데 토빠 갑서 딱빠 나와 해야 요 대양 되네 워서제 나와레
네 그 코르와데 추능기 나와레
트르펜 나와레
트르펜 나와레
냐데테 딱바 나와레
so then
냐데테 나와데 딱바 나와레
so it is precisely this delusion of appearance appearance coming from the accumulation of causes and conditions. So through the activity of causes and conditions, the appearances occur. Through the collection of causes and conditions, the appearance occurs. And this is the wheel of conditioned existence. And in then achieving nirvana, then the pure appearance appears, that is, appearance which is not associated with this delusion, or is free of this delusion.
Toma meba in a young meton de mesak mele signa, tama jigamare. Take in a turbala toma yo marete, turbala toma min a young, turbala torna, deni tama yere. Turba pantore. Bena meto.
Toma mebare, kain sen a jutian so.
Meton de la toma mebare. Meto toma meba in a young. Meto de Samo Melasa na Chigamare. Take in the Turba Toma me barete, Turba le torna tene Turba Chigamare. Hakuson.
Hakuson. Tampo Toma me barre, in a young
Turba Toma me barre, in a young Turba la Turnangi Nimbo Dami to be hit up tin, then Turba Sena, tene Turgamare. Young Turgamare, Samo Nayere. Sound de la Meto de la Sound la Toma yo marete, Sound mela se asana, tejigamare. Sound hago.
Sound hago.
Meto the sound.
Meto is sound ne jigamare.
Meto the sound la Toma yo mare. In a young mela sana, tin a jis jigamare.
Lasso.
Then I was somebody.
Oh, lasso.
Jeva Toma meba in a young. Jeva Tama meba. Jeva, Jeva le tortu grit. Tipere. Sound Toma, you made a message pen and sent out on the. Sound Toma, you made a message pen and sent out on. Sound La Toma Tongumare, your mare, in a young sound mill sana, cementires. Yeah.
So, this flower, for example, has no beginning, but it can have an end. So, if we relate it to the seed of the flower, this has no beginning, but if one puts the flower in a fire, then the flower is finished. It has an end. So similarly, then the delusion, which constitutes samsaric existence, has no beginning, but if one applies the fire of knowledge, which burns up the idea of true existence for the dualistic appearance, then this delusion is finished and one is liberated.
Turpa toma yo mi jang, turpa toma yo mi jang, turpa se na nyang de to, saun toma yo mi jang, me la sa na jim jang. 다그선
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 Toma mebe
kyum tsen karare, saun yang ki kirere wa. Toma yona tangbu saun tela jo meba ji gogra wa. Yona tangbu saun tela jo meba ji, jo le Toma saun te jole maji paji gogre. Te yungre te mevare.
So then the question was asked, what do you mean the seed doesn't have any beginning? So then if one looks at it very carefully, then if we say, okay, there is a beginning, right? So we go back to the first seed, right? The beginning seed, if that's really the beginning, then it doesn't have any cause.
One
would need a cause for that seed, and then that cause would be the beginning, and then one would need a cause for that cause. There's no beginning. And if one posits a beginning, then that beginning would have to be without any cause.
Tu toma me pasa tani jewan de jewara mato tu nyamba nyere tu rengbo demba traba yomare.
So even though we are talking now about beginningless time, nevertheless, time itself doesn't have true existence. So we're not speaking in terms of an infinitely long stretch of time.
Toma me par jo na yang tu som demba traba mi.
So time is beginningless, and nevertheless, the three times don't exist. And Rinpoche gave a quote earlier. Toma mepe trupa mela segna tini jesu.
Trupa toma mena yang, trupa se na nyande top jesu.
Oh, that's right.
Nyande top re. Saun toma yu min chang, mela sa na jie ma jo. Saun mela sa na jie ma res. Pe te re wa.
All right. So what Rinpoche said before, which I didn't get translated, was a verse saying that even though delusion is beginningless, through realizing nirvana one gets free of it, just as even though the seed of a flower has no beginning, if one burns the flower, it's finished.
Yeah, that's
Tene toma mebe tu de tatawa rebe.
Toma mebe tu te e.
Toma mebe tu di tatawa kichik rebe. Tatawa kichik rawore rebe.
Toma mebe tu te e.
Re. Ngane kichik la jarma song yana tatawa jun.
Toma me pate, tu te kunzuk je wang de sena, toma me pe tu la tien de tata watu vare. Ngobu wang de sena, tu sumka ngobu madu pare. Raba?
Re, tane je wang de sena.
Re.
So then, In speaking about there being there's time as being beginningless, one has to distinguish between the conventional way of looking at time and the ultimate way. And in the conventional way, then there are the three times. There is this division of, into three times conventionally. However, with regard to the essence of time, there are not these three.
Penna tu som se che te ngopo che la tu na ma to tu som ya ya yo ma re ngopo me to te ta ba che la tu ne ya go re ngopo ma ta ba me to ta ba ngopo che la tu na ma to tu ya ya yo ma re
o la so
ra ba
o re
ngopo la tu ne ya ba kap so te ne tu de ba ma ra ba to to de pe me to tate me to de yore tate me to de de peng me to ga thare yo mare tate me to le te pe maung pe me to yang yo mare tate me to nang cham ji yore nang cham te yang dathi ne che na dathi ne che dathi thawa yang ma do pe se na ngo yo mare
so so this whole
chena te de ba mare.
In talking about time, then in order for time to make any sense, one has to relate it to objects. So in relating it to entities or things, then one can talk about three divisions of time, past, present, and future. However, in if one investigates it carefully, then in looking for any sort of past flower, one wouldn't find any because it's they're finished. And looking for a future flower, one wouldn't find one because it hasn't occurred. And in looking at the flower of the present, then one can investigate its makeup, its constituents, to finer and finer particles without ever coming to any end of the series of new particles. One doesn't find an ultimate finest, truly existent chunk of something. So one can't speak of the flower as having a substantial existence. It's a mere appearance arising through causes and conditions, which does not have any actual existence as such or substantial reality.
Maung pa naam ka, tata naam ka, sinu chaya ayo maare. Naam ka. Ngupo mea pa.
Ola so.
Ngupo mea pa naam ka tawa la, tu song yaya ayo maare. Ngupo la tu kogare.
So, as was said, then one has to relate the discussion of time to the discussion of entities. If one merely thinks in terms of open space, then there would be no time there. Time is only something relative to objects.
Dengye meto nang zang ti depa tam che ga nami. Maung meto maung pa nam ma ji pe tate meto nang zang te.
So then, in trying to find these entities to which one could relate time, then one has difficulty finding any, because if you're going to talk about time, then you have to speak in relation to past, present, and future. The entities of the past are finished and cannot be found. The entities of the future cannot be found. They haven't arisen. And the entities of the present, in investigating their parts, turn out not to have substantial existence. So, which entity will you relate time to?
Taking donga la jana, depe donga ganmi, maung donga machi ken, tate donga nang tanla.
Oh, that's
this one.
Think so.
Oh, yeah.
So if we relate this then to suffering, then the suffering of the past is finished, the suffering of the future has not occurred, and the suffering of the present is a mere appearance in whose essence there is no existence.
This is not that the Dunga de Tene Nang Sanji Madayongre.
So therefore this presently appearing suffering is a mere appearance which is not an existing thing.
Tesir tate dunga de che nang ovu madrop ching ma che nyunga yueba ser na dong yinmi nyi dungi.
So this present suffering which arises as a mere appearance so even though it doesn't have any substantial existence, since it arises as a mere appearance, then it can be experienced. And in the experiencing of this mere appearance, one is experiencing actually appearance and emptiness.
Donga na dong yemi la denbar kembe nam do antor penamalam donga yi.
So in relation to this inseparability of appearance and emptiness, so in relation to this suffering, which is the inseparability of appearance and emptiness, one has the thought of this as being true existence, just as, or truly existent, just as suffering experienced in a dream.
Dongang ngowu tongba ye rangin tepa trawa la rangin nyande kisata. Rangin nyande re. Dongang ngowu madope rangin tepa trawa la rangin nyande kisata. Dongang ngowu madrope rangin tuba traba la rangin nyande kisata. Takusong.
So this suffering which does not exist with an essence is free of the Dunga ngowu madrope.
Madrope. Dunga ngowu madrope tongba. Trupa te traba te rangin ji nyande re. Takusma.
Takusma.
Takusma. Dunga je ngowu tongba nye re. Dunga je ngowu tongba nye trupa te traba te rangin nyande re.
So the essence of the suffering is emptiness, and this empty essence is nirvana. So the essence of the suffering is nirvana. So the essence of the suffering in being empty, this is what is called natural nirvana. So then, other questions?
Could I just say a little further on that, in relation to the question asked over there, that initially when the talk started, Rinpoche mentioned that consciousness spoken towards objects, you know, there's an instant of consciousness at the object. So, if this is moving freely, if this consciousness is moving freely with the objects perceived, this would naturally lead to enlightenment?
I'm not sure what you mean.
If it's moving, you know, coupled with what is generally termed mindfulness.
Yes, so the fact that the perceiver and the object occur simultaneously, and if they continue to occur simultaneously... So this simultaneous appearance of the perceived and perceiver together from beginningless time is the way in which the mind is deluded. And and getting rid of that dualistic delusion is the achievement of nirvana. The appearance of perceived and perceiver as two is the way in which the wheel of conditioned existence becomes deluded, and understanding or getting rid of the delusion of dualistic appearance is knowing how to attain nirvana.
Te roi genè non de gialon gioi Chogye Mola Dabodi Chogye Sangye Jansen Dangye Je Gekme Dupar Jinye Laktus
Diyo Tho
Binda Diyo Alvan Buddha Naya
Zoy Yuma Yuma Zara Zanye Nama Taye